Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Now, today I have a movie that's been out in the theaters for quite a while now, and normally I don't do that when, you know, they've been out for a while, but I felt the need to do this one. I'll explain that a little later. But in today's episode, I have the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once, starring Michelle Yeoh, who I'm a big fan of. Watched a bunch of her movies. Has been in so many movies that I enjoyed. Probably her biggest movies that, you know, most people would know, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Crazy Rich Asians were her really big ones. But yeah, she's been acting and doing her thing for a long time now. But this one, by the trailer, it appeared to be off the beaten path, unlike anything I've ever seen her do before. So what is this one about? And this is going to sound pretty basic. Michelle plays Evelyn. She owns a laundromat with her husband, and they are being audited, tax audit. They get their paperwork together, and they go to the appointment. While in the elevator, her husband suddenly changes personalities. Now, he's still her husband, but he's from an alternate timeline. He explains he needs her to help and gives her some equipment that will help her jump between the realities. More on that in the breakdown, by the way. Now, he tells her she can go to the appointment or the janitor's closet where, you know, he'll give her more information. So, you know, she goes, and her other husband in the other timeline further explains the rules and how the universe is in balance, but there's a great danger coming, and she may be the only one that can help. And that's where I'm going to stop. From there, she goes on, you know, this journey of not just, you know, saving the multiverse, but also of self-discovery, learning about her family, and a lot of other things, you know, that going along in that process. So what did the pros think? They came in at a ridiculous, and I mean in a good way, 97%, with the audience feeling pretty much the same way at 92%. And what did I think? Where do I start? I mean, yes, the story sounds standard, but the execution here is incredible. And there's so many elements to it. It's an action, it's a sci-fi, it's adventure, it's comedy. Yeah, comedy. I mean, that surprised me the most here, how many genuine laugh-out-loud moments there are in this. It sounds like it's a bit too much, but all the elements work. Even the sci-fi stuff with the way they explain how to access the different skills in your different realities, the other yous in the multiverse, I should say. Which is very original, by the way. For example, she had to access her martial arts skills, but the only way to do that is to profess her love for Deidre, who's played by Jamie Lee Curtis, who is excellent in this as well. But Deidre's trying to kill her, so she has to profess her love and actually mean it while somebody's trying to kill her, which is different. And some of the other things they have you do to access your skills to get to that alternate reality are so off the wall, and I won't spoil any of the more extreme ones here. This is also broken up into chapters, similar to the way Tarantino does it, except it's not out of order, and it's told in a traditional way. With the last chapter, All at Once, turns into this emotional family-type drama. I mean, there are some, you know, still moments in here of action in the climax, but as I mentioned, her journey of self-discovery of what shaped her life and who she is and how it affected her relationship with her daughter and how that shaped who her daughter is. Her husband, who she doesn't really think too much of, is actually plays a major role and is very important in her life, which she didn't realize. Her father, the way her father treated her and how that relates to all the other aforementioned things. I mean, they get real deep and heavy in this last chapter, and I'm happy Michelle got to show off her acting chops a little bit. I mean, because she really did pull this one off. And everyone here is cast perfectly. The only negative, and this is a nitpick on my part, some of the stuff is a little too zany. hot dog fingers. I mean, I won't even expound on that any further. It was funny, but maybe it was a bit too much. But again, even on that scale, even the most zany stuff works on a comedic scale. I'm going to put this one right at a 90% on the rotten scale. Very entertaining, super original. Lots of different elements that all work. I know I've never seen anything like this before. It's a bit of a time investment, and I will be honest, this movie will not be for everyone. A lot of people watch that first hour and be like, what is this, and kind of check out. But it really is worth checking out, at least just to see the spectacle of it all. 2 hours and 12 minutes, but it's worth the ride, I think. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out all my social media, Facebook, Instagram. Also have a TikTok where I'm starting a new list over there that has to do something with Johnny Depp. So definitely go check that out. Thank you guys once again for the support. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.